from the Gaza Strip towards central Israel. We have not seen this sort of rocket fire since the war back in 2014. And the Israelis very much see Tel Aviv as a red line for rocket fire.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Jerusalem. A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow closing up 7 points, the Nasdaq losing 12, and the S&P 500 shed 2. This is Fox News.
Hey, would you do me a favor? Notice how as soon as he put on his gangster headband, how he started to get a little...
Don't bring my headwear into this.
No, but your attitude changed as soon as you put that on.
No, my attitude changed because your attitude changed. Just meeting fire with fire. You want to keep throwing me in with the millennial generation?
No, actually, I am learning a lot about the millennial generation.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes, and what an economic force they're becoming, mm-hmm. and so forth.
Right.
Not everybody's like you.
I know. I'm learning that the hard way. Yeah.
No, it's interesting. It's a group that, and of course they're welcome. We just tease. We play. I'm the boomer. You're the millennial. Mm-hmm. I watch the Smithsonian Channel. You watch wrestling.
Yeah.
Nonsense. But the one thing that I did want to see if I could get you to do is call over to Infusion, see if you get Ryan or the ever so awesome, lovely Lori on.
Okay. 296-1662.
That's the number.
Mm-hmm.
Now, watch me. Oh, I should take
here comes the attitude.
Take your headphones off, yeah. Oh, look at you. Need your vest to make it match, but I like it.
All right, brother. Vest is in the car. It's just a little bit warm to wear that
right,
today.
Right. I'll give him a call now.
Would you do that for me?
Yeah.
That'd be very great.
Okay.
Arg. You look like a pirate, sir.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Take it off, please.
President Trump today says, I look forward to vetoing the just-passed Democrat-inspired resolution, which would open borders while increasing crime, drugs, and trafficking on our country. I think all of the strong Republicans who voted to support border security and our desperately needed wall. Very disappointed in some of the people that can't stand up to this.
You know what this is about, right? This is Agenda 21. This is the United Nations. This is the end of sovereignties of nations. That's what this is about.
Yet people are resisting this all over the world. Look at it. Well, how long was it? 2 or 3 years ago, they voted Brexit in Britain, and they still haven't done it.
I told you. I told you then. Just them voting to get rid of it and them getting rid of it are two totally different things. It's never going to go anywhere. They're going to stay in the EU.
I see we have the ever so awesome and lovely Lori on the phone from Infusion. Hi, Lori.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Doing great. How are y'all?
Today is Thursday. Did young Joey come in for his crowd therapy today?
He sure did, like clockwork. He was here this morning.
Mm-hmm. I had to show up early. I had to cover for Baron, as you know. So.
And you're doing level 3 now.
Yeah. I mean, was it level 3 today?
It was level 3. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was cold.
And Joey does a pretty intense yoga workout, and it comes with aches and pains.
I'm also lifting now these days, too, bro.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Brother.
That's right, brother. Lifting those heavy weights.
No, and it does help. It helps a lot in terms of post-workout soreness, but also just energy levels. You get a nice calorie burn. I love it all around.
That's one thing, of course, that they offer at Infusion, and I got to tell you, remember I came in for that vitamin IV week before Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
I went from there to the doctor to find out that I had pneumonia, not bronchitis.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
So without realizing it, you gave me an incredible head start on getting out of, because for a week I was like just barely making it through the days. And from that day forward, once they did the right diagnosis and I was, you know, had the vitamin IV going for me, things started to finally change. But I was so glad that I scheduled that, and I would like to schedule another one.
Of course. When would you like to come in?
Saturday, I think, at 9, if that's open.
Yeah, Rich is coming in around 9, so that'll be perfect.
Okay. And, of course, vitamin IV therapy. Lori, tell us about some of the different options in that realm that people can...
Well, yeah, absolutely. Most people use it for an immunity boost, just like you, so you get tons of vitamin C. Or you can do one for energy. So you can do lots of B vitamins or even a higher dose of magnesium to help with muscle soreness like Joey's dealing with. Or just to help you relax and help with headaches. So you have all kind of options. So we can always do a custom one for you as well.
I did the de-stress before I went to Florida Christmas time because I was so, you know, wound up with my daughter's situation and stuff. And it worked. It worked. It helped me keep an even keel, you know, through a really tough time. And, of course, Cryoskin 3.0. Now, people seem to be really getting into this. I've talked to a few who have tried it and love it. Let's discuss that for a sec.
Yeah, it's a great way. I mean, it's a 15-30 minute treatment, so it's non-invasive, and it's great for getting rid of that seven area of fat that you have, whether it be on your stomach, or some people have been doing their thighs, your arms. You can do a facial, so you have all kind of options there.
And that's right. In addition, you can lose, when I tried it, I lost an inch off the waist immediately, but it does target things like cellulite and other areas where, and Lori, you will
scan as well.
You're much too young to know this, but you'll find out that at a later. What are you laughing at me for, Joe?
I'm just laughing. You're bringing up your age again.
These things, some of these things get harder to accomplish after you hit certain levels.
Yes, that's true.
I'm dreading hitting 40. Stupid thing. So, and this is technology at work. This is not voodoo medicine. This is science on your side, accelerating and helping you achieve your goals, whether they be weight loss, to reduce the waistline, more energy. You can do it all at Infusion, Cryo, and Laser. Their number is 296-1662 if you want to consult or ask questions. Lori's there now at that number. And they are open Saturday morning from 9 to noon if weekdays are tough. But most of these therapies can be accomplished in the lunch hour. So keep that in mind as well. And, Lori, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Thanks for having me. I'll see you all Saturday.
All right. And tell Ryan Turner that we said hello. It is 9 minutes after 4 o'clock. Let's get some local news.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. The Alabama State Law Enforcement Agency has arrested one of its own for multiple felony drug charges. Former trooper Stephen Langham faces 6 charges, 5 counts of unlawful possession of a controlled substance, and 1 count of unlawful distribution of a controlled substance. The Southern Poverty Law Center has dismissed founder Morris Dees. A statement from the SPLC did not elaborate on the reasons, but said the organization is committed to ensuring the conduct of our staff reflects the mission of its organization. The SPLC said an outside group will review its workplace practices. Reached by telephone, Dees said the matter involved a personal issue. Toyota Motor Corporation says it's investing an additional $750 million at 5 U.S. plants that will bring nearly 600 new jobs. One of those plants is in North Alabama. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033. Hi, everybody. We'll be watching the radar carefully as we go through the nighttime hours tonight with showers and thunderstorms scattered across the area. A couple of stronger storms can't be ruled out. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Our weather app will keep you on top of that. Tomorrow, a risk of a shower or thunderstorm early. Otherwise, look for a cooler day with a high in the mid-60s. Saturday, breezy and quite cool. High of only 59. Into the 30s on Saturday night and first thing Sunday morning. And Sunday's high temperature only about 64 with mostly sunny skies. So a cool weekend forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Folks helping local business.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit MyMax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max. Smart money. Made simple. Insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit MyMax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max. Smart money. Made simple. Insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's been 28 years since their last album. Now the Eagles are back with their brand new release, Rest Home California, including the title track.
There she stood at the buffet. She had that old. And I was thinking to myself, this Viagra is making me swell.
Plus, you'll also get Deadly Auto.
Deadly Auto. Why did I drive through those fences?
Yes, they just keep getting older with age.
I get a peaceful, easy feeling.
That it's not available on 8-track tape. The Eagles were amazed that so much music could fit on one shiny little record known as a CD.
It's another propitious sunrise. My hair is sure in short supply. It waved goodbye.
Hop motorized cart, ride down to the record store, and pick up Rest Home California. Because after all, it's not like it'll find its way into your house all by itself.
Life in the fast lane with my left turn signal on. Life in the fast lane.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, it's 416. We are here with Terry Adams, who is our regular Thursday sidekick, and we both stumbled onto the same link this week. And we played a little bit of this on Tuesday's show, but I think we need to hear the whole thing.
Yeah, we need to hear the names and where these people came from and what it is they're doing, Greg. They put 70 candidates out there. Was it 70 or 80? And they got seven places. So they just, it's just going to get more and more. Their goal is to completely take over Congress with these handpicked candidates.
That's right. And they literally, they're running this like Broadway auditions.
Yes, they really are.
So as long as they stay on script, they can sound like they know what they're doing. But we've seen Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez sound like the village idiot of the Bronx, you know, when she's asked a question to which she has absolutely... she's not a valley girl. Well, like,
It would be better if she just locked up and didn't say anything, but boy, she puts her foot in her mouth on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. And has been exposed as a hypocrite multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
You know, talking about how we got to, you know, ban all combustible engine vehicles, and then she's got a $4,000 Uber tab.
Course.
Oh, and that's after condemning Uber for taking away business from hardworking New York cabbies. She doesn't know what the hell she's talking about.
She doesn't have a clue, man.
And, of course, will the media hold her accountable? Most of it, no.
No, they're part of it.
Yeah, they're part of it. So this is the whole story. This is put together. I gotta forget this guy's name.
Reagan. Something Reagan.
Mr. Reagan.
There you go.
Yeah, and this was published just a few days back, and we're going to we'll play this in segments at 3 or 4 minutes at a time and stop and analyze a little. Let's get going.
He said.
Yeah. Well, it's playing, but there's nothing coming out.
Well, that's not good.
No.
Is it muted?
No. And I've got the... the pot on. These are the moments in broadcasting that make me sound... I'm talking about the village idiot of the Bronx. Hey, I'm the village idiot of Montgomery here.
Okay, you gotta close that one.
Should I try again?
Yeah, any videos. You can't play two at once.
No. No, it ain't working.
Did you refresh that page after you closed the other one?
I'll try it again.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, it'll work now. Maybe.
No.
And what's the volume's up? Okay.
Yep, volume's
skip
up.
Those nasty ads.
Up.
There's no other videos open?
No, what we're going to do is we're going to take this, cut it out of here. I'm going to open up yet another of my 5,000 tabs on Chrome.
Chrome.
I'll paste it in there and let's see if this will get it going, huh?
I like it.
Behind Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Mr. Reagan.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is not really the congresswoman of New York's 14th Congressional District. She is essentially an actress. She's merely playing the part of a New York congresswoman. I know this sounds crazy, but bear with me. In 2017, a group called the Justice Democrats held auditions for potential congressional candidates that they would run on their platform for various congressional seats throughout the country. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's brother Gabriel submitted her for the role. Now, I've auditioned for many acting roles in my day. I've also cast many of my own projects. I know how this works. If you find somebody with star power, even if they don't 100% fit the part, you go with it. Obviously, AOC has star power. Just look at her. She's a superstar, the most famous person in Congress, maybe ever. Their casting was perfect. Now, I didn't have to go digging for evidence for this because they freely admit it. They brag about it.
Back in 2016, we put out a call for nominations. We got over 10,000 nominations. Out of those 10,000 nominations, we found Alexandria.
My brother told me that he had sent my nomination in the summer, but I was like, 12. Literally working out of a restaurant, and I was like, there's no way.
A casting call. They had a casting call. They cast Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the role of Congresswoman. And they did this so they could promote their own agenda. In this video, I'm going to make three very serious accusations against Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. One, she did not actually run for Congress. Two, she is a puppet congresswoman. And three, the people controlling her are very dangerous. The first point I have already made, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez did not run. She was run. What I mean by that is Alexandria did not take it upon herself to run for Congress. She was used by this group, the Justice Democrats, as a figurehead through which they could gain control of New York's 14th Congressional District House seat. These guys not only scripted and produced AOC's beautiful campaign video, but they organized the entire grassroots campaign effort. They handled all the fundraising, the social media, the get out the vote effort. They turned Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez into a brand, and they used that brand to take control of that House seat. The people of New York did not elect a Puerto Rican girl from Brooklyn to represent them. They elected an Indian guy from Texas and a white guy from Tennessee. Now, let's move on to my second accusation. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a puppet congresswoman. AOC does not make her own policy decisions. She does not decide which way she votes on legislation. She defers completely to her team. This is a serious claim, I know, but consider the following evidence. This is a video of Corbin Trent, one of Alexandria's top advisors, speaking with Zach Alexey, the Saul Alinsky-style strategy expert who organized much of AOC's campaign. Corbin Trent is now Alexandria's top congressional aide.
And what's the stat that we were looking at earlier about
how much people are making?
Yeah, about low-income people and how big of a percent of our
they
society
make
that is.
40%. Well, people that make $19,999 a year or less. So people that make $20,000 a year or less make up right around 40% of Americans, right?
So it's 40% of Americans make less than $20,000.
Yeah, yeah. It's like 60 million people make less than $20,000 a year.
200 million Americans make less than $20,000 a year.
Wow.
That's 40% of this country.
40% of Americans make less than $20,000.
That's 40% of this country.
These guys are coaching her. They're scripting everything she says. You notice when she goes off script because she suddenly starts babbling incomprehensibly. The girl in this next clip is now the head of the Justice Democrats. Her name, Alexandra Rojas.
Really, I think a big anchor piece is the Green New Deal and talking about it in a frame of social, racial, and economic justice and a mobilization of our economy and our society at the scale of what we did during World War II.
The Green New Deal, how's that going to be different?
I think what we're calling for is a mobilization of our economy, of our society, on the scale that we haven't seen since World War II.
Like, this is the war. This is our World War II.
It's clear that AOC is being coached on absolutely every policy point she makes. And if this is not enough to give you pause, consider that the Green New Deal was drafted in one weekend by her staff.
By the way, Beat Off O'Rourke is a big supporter. He agrees the planet's going to end in 12 years.
Yeah, if they end it.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had zero to do with it. As far as I could find, she wasn't even in the room. Now, this is AOC's landmark legislation proposal. It essentially sums up her entire platform and lays out everything she wants to do in Congress. She didn't even participate in the drafting of the legislation. And again, these people aren't even trying to cover this up. They're proud of it. Again, AOC is a figurehead, a mouthpiece. The congressional seat is being operated behind the scenes. Old interviews show that the Justice Democrats initially declared that they wanted candidates of substance. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was a bartender. Now, who is more useful to an evil organization trying to take over Congress? A principled politician who happens to align with their views, or a pawn, a malleable innocent who they can manipulate, somebody completely ignorant of politics who must rely wholly on them to direct all her political positions, statements, and votes. AOC has had enough embarrassing gaffes to know that if she goes off script, it hurts. It can humiliate her. So she has become absolutely dependent on the instruction of her handlers. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez seems like, to anyone unfamiliar with her arrangement, like a bit of an enigma. Most of the time, she seems to bumble along with no apparent idea about what she's doing. But sometimes she says and does things that seem kind of brilliant.
Let's play a lightning round game. I'm going to be the bad guy, which I'm sure half the room would agree with anyway. And I want to get away with as much bad things as possible, ideally to enrich myself and advance my interest, even if that means putting my interests ahead of the American people. The limits that are placed on me as a congresswoman, compared to the executive branch and compared to, say, the President of the United States, would you say that Congress has the same sort of standard of accountability?
In terms of laws that apply to the president, yeah, there's just almost no laws at all that apply to the president.
So I'm being held, and every person in this body is being held to a higher ethical standard than the President of the United States.
Except you put your boyfriend on the payroll, and you used illegal financial resources to do it. So stop bitching about how what a great standard bearer you are. It's a bunch of crap.
Right, because there are some committee ethics committee rules that apply.
This guy's a
douche. And it's already super legal, as we've seen, super for me to be legal. A pretty bad guy. So it's even easier for the President of the United States to be one, I would assume.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
This is initially what got me thinking. Who's pulling the strings here? Who's the man behind the curtain? I went to CPAC last week, as some of you know, in Washington, D.C., and I met a lot of people in politics. Occasionally, somebody would bring up AOC. I always took this opportunity to ask one question. Who's really running the show? Who's the brains behind Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? One guy had an answer. He grabbed his phone, he pulled up a Politico article, and he shoved it into my hand. That's who. He said, the man behind the curtain is this guy, Saikat Chakrabarty. Saikat was AOC's campaign manager and is now her chief of staff. Saikat came out of Harvard and worked as an organizer for the Bernie Sanders campaign. This guy doesn't really have the charisma to run for office himself. He's a little awkward. He might have Asperger's or something like that. He kind of reminds me of Daniel Radcliffe, actually. But don't let his disarming awkwardness fool you. He's been an extremely effective political operative. He's got some terrifying political influences, and he's suspected of committing some severe campaign finance violations. But we'll get into all that later. Saikat Chakrabarty is a sinister character, and hearing more about him later will give you chills. But the man who hired him to head up the Justice Democrats will horrify you. If you,
And we're going to pause it there. So remember where we're at now. This is 23 minutes of must-listen-to video. You've got to understand what's really going on here, because now, after you listen to this, it all makes sense.
Yep.
It isn't that the people of New York are really that stupid. They would put some nitwit, which she clearly becomes when she has to
go off script.
Yeah, it's like Obama.
Exactly.
When the teleprompter went down, he had nothing to say.
No, he locks up.
We got that we have evidence to support that here. Where is the Obama counter? I know I got that somewhere. Here it is.
Never done this before. This is an excellent segment, and you folks, thank you, lucky stars, you're here tonight. It's time for the Barack Obama count. Let me repeat that. Barack Obama count.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
All those things override a guilt by association. Some of these issues. To talk more fully about, with full documentation, that there's nothing I think there's no doubt that it has been in the past.
There you go. So when any of them, these progressive geniuses, the strings are being pulled from somewhere else. And that's the way the story works. We'll get back to this video in just a minute. There is a big event taking place at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars.
Ooh.
This weekend, Friday and Saturday. What I urge you to do, if you've been thinking about shopping pre-owned, no matter what price range, no matter what type of car, no matter what model, go to the website, jackingramsignatureusedcars.com, and check out the prices. Now, we basically focus on the category of vehicles that are priced under $10,000, like this 2010 Volvo S80.
That's what I was looking at.
It's priced on the website right now at $8,600. But what's happening, Friday and Saturday, every single vehicle that you look at on the website, no matter what price range or what category you're looking into, is going to have a sticker on it this Friday and Saturday only, with additional discounts from Jack Ingram. So the prices, we bought three times. We were happy with the price each and every time. We're actually going to take a look because they are marking down everything, and that includes those cars that are in the Jack Ingram value lot next to the Sam's Club entrance. So both Jack Ingram at 235 Eastern Bypass and the value lot are going to have stickers on every single vehicle this Friday and Saturday only. Cool. To buy at additional steep discounts. So plan on being there at spring break. A lot of folks have time off. Get over and see if you can't get the deal on your dream vehicle at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. The big sales event is this Friday and Saturday. They open at 8:30, open till 7 p.m. Jack Ingram, SignatureUsedCars.com, if you'd like to browse in advance and get ready to buy on Friday and Saturday.
As we cruise on through the middle of the 4 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees a couple of hang-ups on I-65. We have one around Fairview Avenue. Looks like the northbound side is slowing down there. And also, once you get up around Northern Boulevard, there's a slow entry onto the interstate, and the traffic is backing up on 65 northbound right there. There's still a lot of slow traffic on the boulevard between Atlanta Highway and Vaughan Road. We can't see an accident, but it looks like there may be one over the interstate, so be careful in that area. If you're on the Atlanta Highway, it's stop and go all the way from Madison Avenue out to Taylor Road. Be careful in that area, and look out as you head up Taylor Road, because it's pretty crowded as you head toward East Chase. Get ready for spring and summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. The Southern Poverty Law Center has dismissed founder Morris Dees. A statement from the SPLC did not elaborate on the reasons, but said the organization is committed to ensuring the conduct of our staff reflects the mission of its organization. The SPLC said an outside group will review its workplace practices. Reached by telephone, Dees said the matter involved a personal issue. The Alabama State Law Enforcement Agency has arrested one of its own for multiple felony drug charges. Former trooper Stephen Langham faces six charges, five counts of unlawful possession of a controlled substance, and one count of unlawful distribution of a controlled substance. Toyota Motor Corporation says it's investing an additional $750 million at five U.S. plants that will bring nearly 600 new jobs. One of those plants is in North Alabama. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We'll be watching the radar carefully as we go through the nighttime hours tonight, with showers and thunderstorms scattered across the area. A couple of stronger storms can't be ruled out. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Our weather app will keep you on top of that. Tomorrow, a risk of a shower or thunderstorm early. Otherwise, look for a cooler day with a high in the mid-60s. Saturday, breezy and quite cool. High of only 59. Into the 30s on Saturday night and first thing Sunday morning. And Sunday's high temperature only about 64, with mostly sunny skies. So a cool weekend forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The best things in life are free.
you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
from our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Network. Investors slapping Facebook. Shares of the social media giant falling Thursday after long outages for its Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp services that began Wednesday. The company says the problem was caused by work being conducted on its servers. Now, if you like ground-up turkey, listen up. Butterball, Food Lion, and Kroger are recalling 39 tons of it over concerns of salmonella contamination. The products in question were packaged back in July of 2018, so check out your freezers just in case. A chilly winter for new home sales. They plunged nearly 7% in January. The partial government shutdown during the month is being blamed for those weak numbers. And March Madness may be making bosses mad. That's because a new report out from Challenger Grain Christmas is the college basketball tournament will cost companies more than $13 billion in lost productivity. Who knew streaming games and chatting about your brackets at work would end up costing that much? With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
See them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Some say Hulu is the bacon of TV. Think about it. Bacon is so incredibly good, it ruins eating everything without bacon forever. And Hulu? Well, with tons of shows and movies, exclusive originals like The Handmaid's Tale, plus live TV for sports, Hulu will ruin TV for you forever. Mmm, bacon. Mmm, Hulu. Hulu with live TV plan required for live content. Restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
We'll get back to the study of the truth behind AOC, but we're pleased to welcome Joel Barfoot to the studio. And Joel, thank you, because he was asking about Janelle and how the closing went, and I really appreciate that.
Well, I think all you listeners are really interested in it's, in your life.
She has, everything went well. I'm so proud of her, and she's handled a very tough situation, certainly better than her dad did when he had those kinds of things. But Joel's not here to psychoanalyze me. He is here to talk about, it's funny, we were just talking about political engagement. And, you know, when the Tea Party first came on, there was such an urgency and a fire in the hearts of the people that participated. And we need to rekindle that. And you'll have a chance at a dinner upcoming. This is going to be...
next Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. And this is going to be where?
At the Millbrook Civic Center.
Millbrook Civic Center. And it's a dinner with keynote speaker Bradley Byrne.
Yes, sir. He's running for U.S. Senator against one and done Doug, I hope.
Yeah. That's a mistake that has to be corrected in 2020, no doubt about it. And Bradley Byrne was one of the people that kind of emerged from that Tea Party class prior to 2010. I've heard him on Dan Morris's show. We had him on our show many, many years ago. And I was impressed. So you've got a congressman as a guest speaker. Tickets for this are $50, but this is all about a scholarship, correct?
Yes, sir. we had a contest. There was 27 that sent in essays, and out of 27, 10 of the best was picked, and then we vetted the 10 down to 3, and Tuesday night, one of the 3 will receive the scholarship. And the essay was about limited government. We feel like that young people now need to know more about limited government. There's a lots of them.
Schools, I can't speak to Elmore County in particular, but we know in many schools they're being taught propaganda like the government is your family.
Yes.
The government is not my family.
No.
No. They're the in-laws that you don't.
You don't want to claim.
No. You don't. So this will be Tuesday evening, 6 o'clock at the Millbrook Civic Center. And a chance to see Bradley Byrne, and tickets are $50.
Yes, sir. And right now, the tickets, we still have a few left. And if someone wants to buy a ticket, they can go on ElmoreRepublicans.com and order their tickets. Or they can go to Karen Stewart. She's our event coordinator at 399-7145.
ElmoreRepublicans.com. And then I guess at the dinner we'll also find who the scholarship winner is?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
That's kind of cool. It'd be good to see a young person honored. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody who could be one of our future leaders.
I hope so.
As opposed to the... I don't know about you, but sometimes I see some of the people that are running for president... I don't want to name any names. Claude Blucher. And it's like this little car pulled into the center of a three-ring circus and all these clowns are coming out all at once. It's kind of frightening that these people not only got elected to an office, but now want to jump from there to the White House. Unreal. So this is a chance to hear Bradley Byrne, who will be the keynote speaker, and to celebrate the accomplishment of some young people who are actually studying. The theme was limited government, right?
Yes, sir.
What a concept.
Yeah, really.
And let me say something, because I listen to y'all all day long, and I know there's been callers calling in talking about they was disappointed in the Republican Party. Well, I'm on a state executive committee, and we sent a resolution down to the Senate and the House, asked them to vote no on the gas tax. And
what do you make of that you sent that? I don't recall a groundswell of calls from our listeners saying, boy, I sure hope they raise the gas tax. I've driven in other states. Our roads aren't that bad. Maybe there are places where we can always make something better, but you travel all over and you mm-hmm. ride a lot of roads. Mm-hmm. How would you rate Alabama's roads versus other states?
I don't think they're as bad as most of the states I've been in.
I would agree, and that includes Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and I will say my nephew Will voted no. He's one of the 6 senators that voted no.
Will Barfoot voted no.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So, true conservatism runs in the family.
And also, my representative, Mike Holmes, voted no.
That's right.
And Will Dismukes voted no.
That's
so
right.
That was 3 that I was real close to that voted no. So I'm proud of those 3.
You know what? It lifted my spirits a little bit to know that there were some that were actually willing to... Because this is this whole thing was weird to me, that the Democrats and Republicans were just hell-bent for leather on getting this tax through, and Kay Ivey was only too willing to sign it. And I don't recall during the campaign that this was something that must be done for the benefit of Alabama.
Well, Greg, I think most people are like me in that if I felt like they managed the money they already get from me, if I felt like they managed it properly, I wouldn't have a problem giving them more money if they really needed it. But they don't handle what they already get properly, so why should I give them more?
Anybody that knows somebody that works for the state in a position of responsibility knows how weird the budgeting system is.
I worked there for 7 years.
Where at the end of the year, they're required to spend.
Yes.
Or they don't get it the next year. That's a crazy system. Why not appropriate as needed?
I agree.
But let me say, I was chairman of the parole board, and for years, the director, all he asked for is what we actually needed. Other departments would go in there and fudge it by 15 or 20%, and then when proration hit, you cut them 15%, they okay. But if you go in there and ask for what you actually need, and then you cut 15%, then it's...
You're in trouble.
He gets in bad trouble.
All right, let's review here. ElmoRePublicans.com to get tickets. The event is Tuesday night at the Millbrook Civic Center. Bradley Byrne is the keynote speaker, and we're going to meet some young people who have bright futures.
Correct.
All right. We hope you'll support. Let's sell this thing out. And thank you so much for coming by to join us today.
Well, I appreciate being asked. And I would have brought Joey a ticket, but I know he's going to be on the air at 6 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Somebody's got to do the work.
Yes, sir. We've got to keep working.
That's part of the deal, you know, when you're getting started, when you're launching that career.
If you can't use those or you, if neither one of y'all can use it, if you want to, you can give them away to some of your
listeners.
Oh, listeners.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
I bought them, but my wife's having cataract surgery that day, so I won't be able to be there.
Oh.
Well,
we hope her surgery goes well.
I appreciate it.
I wish you luck. And say hi to your son and thank him.
Well, that's my nephew, not my son.
A nephew for being on our side. We really do appreciate it. At 4:48, let's take a quick trip down and see how the roads are doing.
As we roll up on the 5 o'clock hour, it's starting to look like rush hour. Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the boulevard, and it's real crowded still between the Atlanta Highway and Vaughan Road. Lots of traffic there around I-85, so be careful. There's also a big bunch of cars between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway. The problems we saw earlier on I-65 have cleared up, so it's running along at a speed limit ride, as is I-85. There's a lot of traffic leaving the downtown area, and that's affecting the Atlanta Highway. It's busy, basically, from Ann Street and Federal Drive all the way out to Taylor Road. If you're headed out of town on the 31s, don't worry, you don't have any troubles this afternoon. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
We'll go back to a video we're going to play in its entirety. It may take us till 6, but we're going to get through the whole thing. The brains behind AOC. Right now, though, let's think ahead to dinner and visit with Alexia at El Jalisco. I was there on Tuesday, and I had the Mexican grilled chicken, and it was absolutely phenomenal. The rest of the family wanted 99-cent tacos, so to each his own. They've got an incredible menu, and good afternoon to you, Alexia. How are you?
Yes, we have specials today. We have Mexican antojitos.
Andujitos.
For $7.99. We have the chimichanga platter for $7.99, and we have the Mexican grilled chicken, as you said, for $6.99.
$6.99 for that?
$6.99 tonight, and we do have happy hour right now, so don't miss out. We have the Michelob Ultra and Bud Light for $2.99, and the lime margarita for $3.
The Mexican grilled chicken, if you were to look at that platter, you would think that would be at least a $13 or $14 entree with all the food that comes out.
Cool.
$6.99, you said, for that?
For the chimichanga platter, it is $7.99.
No, I meant the Mexican grilled chicken.
Yes, $6.99.
Wow.
Man, you want to eat great and keep the bill to a minimum. And by the way, Alexia and everybody else at El Jalisco provides phenomenal, top-notch service. Please stop by and visit. If you love authentic Mexican food, they're the best in town. Right in front of the Berlina Co. Factory on Atlanta Highway, across from the Krispy Kreme Donut Factory. And happy hour continues till 7 o'clock, so enjoy a margarita or a tall beer and some great food, and get fed and refreshed. Thank you, Alexia. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Alrighty, thank you. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, it is 4:52.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here, creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Held over for one more week, it's Cat House Marine's second annual summer sales event. Come browse a great selection of new and used bass and crappie boats, new veranda pontoons, express center consoles, and more. Shipments of Yamaha outboards with a factory warranty up to 6 years long. Now is the time. No promise made by Cat House Marine to catch more fish. Outdoor addiction may occur. Family problems may result from spending too much time away from home and lack of completion of work chores. Excessive fishing time may cause spouse problems. If problems persist or exist at home already, maybe it's time to replace your existing boat with a new one. Shop Cat House Marine today, 3640 Copsford Road in Millbrook, 1 mile west of I-65, or call 517-6500.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
Go on, take the money and run.
Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st, from News Talk 93.1.
And tomorrow, once again, we're going to do the 5 Easy Pieces contest.
Cool.
Oh, we had so much fun with that this morning. It took about 6 calls to get it solved. We take one of Steve Miller's hits, and I give you 5 quick pieces of the song. And from those clues, you have to... Did you have fun with that?
No.
Wait a minute. You didn't think that was...
No.
Hard to please.
Wasn't fun?
No.
And you didn't win either, did you?
No.
Okay. We have a few minutes. We can go back to our AOC. The brains behind, and it almost seems oxymoronic in a way, doesn't
it,
Terry?
Doesn't it?
The brains behind AOC, when there doesn't seem to be much in her own head.
You got that right.
But again, what this Mr. Reagan has figured out in this, and I will post this video so you can hear it later. What he's already established in this piece so far is that she was recruited as an actress.
Yep.
Not looking for people with political principles. They're looking for people...
Controllable.
Who are controllable, who can play a role. Let's go back to it and find out about the evil man at the head of all this.
Can even believe it. The mastermind behind it all. Cenk Uygur of the Young Turks. Now, this may all sound completely nuts, like a big conspiracy theory, but the Justice Democrats was heavily promoted on the Young Turks. We have video evidence from the inception through into the campaigns.
I think they have maxed out on incompetence. So that is why we must choose a new path. And that is what we embark upon today. What we need to do is take over the Democratic Party. And as Martin Luther King said when he did the Civil Rights Movement, he said he was doing it not just to help African Americans, but to save the soul of America. Here we're going to try to save the soul of the Democratic Party by boarding the Democratic Party's ship and taking it over. How are we going to do that? We're going to run strong progressives. From now on, there will be a new wing of the Democratic Party, and it will be the Justice Democrats. Mm-hmm. We will seek social justice, economic justice, racial justice, And plain old justice.
Now, you might think, if Cenk wanted influence in government, why didn't he just run? If Saikat Chakrabarty wanted influence in government, I mean, despite his awkwardness, why didn't he run? Why put up AOC? The goals of this group are far grander and far more sinister than simply electing a single congresswoman to office. The goals are to take over the Democratic Party, eventually take control of Congress, and in turn, control the United States. And I know all of this sounds completely insane, but they have expressed their intentions very clearly on camera.
We're going to run hundreds of candidates, and we're going to primary all of the establishment Democrats. So we're not going to be like, is it Chuck Schumer? Maybe yes, maybe no, right? No, it's a hard no. But wait a minute now. Are you really going to primary vulnerable Democrats? Yeah, that's the whole point. If in 2018 we don't achieve our grand vision of a wholesale change in 2 years, which is very, very hard, we know that, right? Are you kidding me? If you got 6, let alone 12, let alone 24 people in Congress, you know what would happen in Washington? People would freak the hell out. They'd be like, oh my God, what in the world? These guys that had no money to begin with, no nothing to begin with, just put 24 people in Congress. Look, we want hundreds. We want to replace Congress.
In an article in Politico, one journalist wrote, the group's criteria for picking primary targets is unclear and at times contradictory. Yeah, that's because their goal is not ideological. Their goal is control and power.
Washington doesn't care about beseeching. That's not how it works. They care about power. So primaries are an exercise in power. It's way past time that progressives exercise their power in this country, and that's exactly what these guys are doing.
Waleed Shaheed, communications director for the Justice Democrats, has said, you can tacitly support Medicare for All and the Green New Deal, and we still might primary you because there's enough energy in the district to find somebody more charismatic and compelling who is actually going to be a movement builder. Now, you know why they might primary you? Because they don't own you. And maybe they found somebody that they think can beat you and that they can control, another AOC. Even Ilhan Omar has said it's quite inappropriate for groups to decide on whether or not somebody deserves to represent their district. Those decisions need to come from the people that we represent. And Ilhan Omar was actually endorsed by the Justice Democrats after she won her primary. The reason more people aren't speaking out against this completely unethical political tactic is that nobody knows it's happening. I mean, you might be asking, if all these guys are so corrupt, if what they're doing is so obviously sinister, why hasn't anybody else reported on it? Their tactics have been extremely different to anything seen in the U.S. before, and that's probably why nobody has copped on to what they're doing yet. Also, mostly what they're doing is annoying Democrats, so conservatives haven't paid all that much attention. The first thing the Justice Democrats did was to try to primary Democratic incumbents. What that means is they would mount primary campaigns against incumbent Democrats, establishment Democrats already in Congress that they didn't like. This, as far as I can tell, was Cenk Uygur's idea. Basically, the concept was, since many establishment Democrats weren't progressive enough, i.e. socialist, the Justice Democrats would nominate their own candidates to mount a primary challenge. One of the guys they didn't like was